This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking once again about health care in America. Those who criticize countries with national health care are fond of telling stories of long waits for tests and elective surgery. A favorite anecdote is Canadian Peter Jennings' mother, who had to wait 3 weeks for an MRI. I can also tell a story. I lived in Denmark for 4 years and received excellent medical care. I never had to wait for any test or any procedure. The Commonwealth Fund 2007 survey on health care in 6 industrialized countries gives us the facts beyond the stories. Many assume that the American system is at least has the shortest waits for elective surgery. According to the Commonwealth study, however, only 6% of Germans report waiting for 4 months, more than 4 months, as opposed to 8% of Americans. The U.S. ranks 5th in this study on the question of waiting for more than 6 days for an appointment. The socialized medical systems of Germany and New Zealand also have shorter wait times in their emergency rooms. Only 15% of Germans, as opposed to 29% of Americans, waited more than 2 hours in ER. 48% of American physicians in the Commonwealth study reported that their patients never or rarely experience long waiting time for diagnostic tests. But 76% and 55% of German and Australian doctors, respectively, also answered in the affirmative. The greatest access problem is one that is not included in these studies. This is the fact that 46 million Americans have no medical coverage at all, and they now comprise 30% of emergency room admissions, the most inappropriate place for them to receive the care they routinely need. The impact on poor children's health is sometimes fatal, as in the case of 12-year-old DeMonte Driver tragically demonstrates. Medicaid should have covered a simple tooth extraction, but because of difficulties in finding a Medicaid dentist and long delays in getting an appointment with an oral surgeon, Dean Monty died of a brain infection. 14-year-old Devontae Johnson, honor student and athlete, died of kidney cancer in March 2007. As in Dean Monty's case, Medicaid paperwork kept getting lost, and the result that Devontae's chemotherapy ceased. When his coverage was finally reinstated, it was too late to save his life. The Commonwealth study concludes that the U.S. ranks last in overall care and 5th in quality of care. On specific issues, the U.S. ranks last in safe care, access, efficiency, equity, and healthy lives. Only on one issue, right care, did the U.S. rank first. Specifically, more American women had pap tests and mammograms in the past 2 years, and American physicians were best at reminding their patients of preventative care and encouraging them to diet and exercise. Other studies have shown that the U.S. has far better treatment for breast and prostate cancer. But as Jonathan Cohn of the New Republic states, the Swedes are more likely than Americans to survive a diagnosis of cervical, ovarian, or skin cancer. The French are more likely to survive stomach cancer and Hodgkin's disease. Aussies, Brits, and Canadians do better on liver and kidney transplants. The new Democratic Congress should pass legislation that will move the U.S. to a single-payer system as soon as it is feasible. The savings at administrative costs alone, using 2001 figures, could easily cover all the 46 million uninsured. I support Congressman John Conyers' bill to extend Medicare to every American. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.